Now, we were talking about this earlier this morning with John Ross Bowie. He is a big fan of Game of Thrones, and last night was the epic season finale of Games. And our special entertainment correspondent, Todd Dennison, is on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, Todd.
A pleasure to be here, Mark, and I don't want to spoil anything about the episode, but let's just say it was one for the ages.
Nice, but what exactly about it is so amazing?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say somebody got some sweet, sweet revenge. But if you're looking for spoilers, keep on a-walking.
Okay, but can you just please be more specific, Todd?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say a certain character whose name rhymes with a different word did something that may or may not have happened. Or did it. I'll never tell.
Who was it?
I won't spoil it, but let's just say he or she has a face and said words and did things.
Is there a reason, Todd, why you're being so vague?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say a certain somebody accidentally texted his wife what happened on the episode before she had a chance to watch it, and he or she has learned his lesson. But I'm not saying anything else, Mark.
Okay.
And no spoilers, but let's just say a certain somebody who shall remain nameless is already on thin ice because he left his laptop open last week with a photoshopped image of his wife's sister's head on Kate Upton's body. And a certain wife of that certain somebody found it and cried for like 6 hours and was like, "Am I not enough for you?" And somebody whose name we won't speak replied, "I just wanted to see what it would look like. It meant nothing." But somebody's wife wasn't buying that. So keep this on the hush. But let's just say accidentally texting the Game of Thrones spoiler may or may not have been the nail in the coffin holding somebody's marriage, and I'm sorry, not going to spoil anything, but let's just say a certain somebody has something in his eye and he needs a minute.
Todd, listen, this is a waste of everybody's time. I should move on.
Dear God, I'm going to move on. No spoilers, but that's what somebody said last night. I'm not going to ruin the surprise twist. But it's all falling apart for somebody. Everything's collapsing around a certain someone whose name is... Nope, I won't spoil it. Be strong, God. Things happen the way things happen, and no spoilers, but... Oh, God, it hurts, Mark. Somebody's hurting and in pain, but who could it be?
Todd, get it together.
And it's way too late for a certain somebody to pick up the pieces if his marriage falls apart. Because he may or may not have completely let himself go, and who would love him? Oh, dear God, Lord, hashtag spoiler alert. But who would love a certain somebody, Mark? Who? No spoilers.
Todd, I'm just going to wrap this up, okay?
I'm sorry. I really am. I sure hope I didn't spoil anything for you.
Well, no, you gave us absolutely zero information about the show, so don't worry, Todd, you didn't.
Okay, good. Because if I did that, I would feel so terrible. Like I imagine Cersei Lannister felt when she decided to let everyone...
Why would you spoil it like that?
Spoiler alert! I have betrayed you just like a certain somebody betrayed my wife. I am so sorry, my angel!